From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's shelling of Syria expected to continue. Turkey says its bombardment of Kurdish fighters in northern Syria will continue despite calls for a halt from the United States and France. The U.S.-backed Kurds, whom the Turks believe are seeking to form an autonomous state, continue battling Islamist fighters. They're now reportedly in parts of Azaz, just 6 kilometers from the Turkish border. President Obama Sunday spoke by phone with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, urging Moscow to play a constructive role in the crisis by ceasing its air campaign against moderate opposition forces. Friday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov announced a plan for a cessation of hostilities within a week. At a Munich security conference, U.S. Senator John McCain said Mr. Putin is not interested in being part of international efforts to end the war in Syria.
He wants to shore up the Assad regime. He wants to reestablish Russia as a major power in the Middle East. He wants to use Syria as a live fire exercise for Russia's modernizing military. He wants to turn Latakia province into a military outpost from which to harden and enforce a Russian sphere of influence. And he wants to exacerbate the refugee crisis and use it as a weapon to divide the transatlantic alliance and undermine the European project.
A top Syrian opposition leader told the same conference no ceasefire is possible until Russian strikes end. Libya's new presidential council is offering a revised roster of names for a unity government as part of a UN-mediated plan to end nearly 5 years of chaos. The list of 18 names sent to the internationally recognized Libyan parliament in the east for its approval, it rejected an earlier proposal. This is VOA News.